Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
But look around you, your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer for Fathers by Emma Dancy. Deuteronomy 6:6-9 says, "These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates." It's time for Father's Day again. This is a time when we celebrate the men in our lives who have parented us, mentored us, and loved us. Whether you have had a positive or negative experience with a biological father, we can all thank God for the men who have fathered like him and loved others as their own. Ultimately, though, only God the Father himself is the perfect dad. Statistics in America show that about 25% of every home is absent of a father. As Christ followers, we know that the Lord established the home to be with a father and a mother. However, due to brokenness and sin, this is not always the case. Today, we are going to take time to pray for the fathers who are active in their children's lives and for the men who step up as father figures. Let's pray. Dear Father, we thank you for the gift of fathers. Thank you for creating the family unit. We praise you for present dads who are spiritually investing in their kids. We pray protection from the work of the enemy in their homes. We pray that you would give these men wisdom and insight in every situation that comes their way. We ask that these men know that they are valued and seen. We pray for them to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We pray that they would be men of integrity to model you. We ask that you would give them patience, compassion, and mercy. God, we pray for men who are parenting alone. Would you help them to know that you are near? Give them strength to love like you. We pray for men who have abandoned their homes. Please transform their hearts by the power of your Holy Spirit to repentance. Bring them to a healthy place and help reconciliation occur. We pray over those men who are not biological fathers, but have stepped into someone's life as a father. Would you bless them and help them to feel loved and accepted in this role? Guide them with your spirit to make decisions that would honor and point to you. Please be with fathers who have regrets. Help them not to focus too much on the past, but to humbly ask forgiveness, live in the present, and work towards the future. Please comfort the fathers who have lost children. Help them to mourn and grieve in the safety of your arms. Deuteronomy 6:6-9 reminds us that fathers are to actively share your gospel to their children each day. Your word is so important in the home. We pray that fathers will hide your word in their hearts. We pray that they would share these truths to their kids. We pray that they would regularly model faith and teach the gospel in their homes. Lord, you say in Psalm 103:13, as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. Please enable fathers to have compassion on their children. Help them to remember how much mercy and kindness that you have shown to them. Psalm 127 verses 3 through 5 says, children are a heritage from the Lord. Offspring are a reward from him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are children born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be put to shame when they contend with their opponents in court. God, you tell us that fatherhood is a heritage and a reward from you. Children are a blessing and a joy to have in life. Help fathers everywhere remember that this role comes with a lot of responsibility, but a lot of blessing too. Amen.
Hey there, it's Nicole Eunice from the How to Study the Bible podcast, and I'd love to invite you to join us as we weekly discover a passage of God's Word together. From beginning to end, from principles to practicals, we are here to make sure that God's Word is powerful and relevant to your life. If that sounds like something you're looking for, I would love to invite you to subscribe. You can go to lifeaudio.com and search How to Study the Bible, and we'll see you there.